Hey, everybody, come in, get comfy. Hey. Hi, River. Hi, Jules. Hey, Kat. Hey, Ruth. Hey, everybody. We just gonna start in 1 minute. Good morning. Good morning to all. All right, here we go. Well, welcome. I am so excited to be here with you all. I'm Coach Julie. I'm an OBS coach that works one-on-one with members that want a more private, intimate experience with weight loss. And I'm also in the Facebook group, Ask Coaches, and on calls like this one. I know a lot of you. Welcome to new members. And let me just tell you a little about me. So this call is about journaling. So I just want to tell you that this is my favorite call to do because I love journaling. And that wasn't always the case. I resisted doing it for years. I thought what I wrote was never good enough. Sometimes I would rewrite the pages to make them look better. If my handwriting was bad, or if I spelled a word wrong, I'd rip the whole page out and rewrite the whole page so it would be clean because I didn't want the memory of making the mistake, right? So it's kind of comical the lengths that I went to avoid journaling and then to make the page perfect. Yes, Pamela just said a little bit of perfectionism. No, not at all. But I'm the perfect coach to do this call with you because I am so like you in this way. It took me a while to kind of get over that desire for perfectionism. Julie, I hear you, sister, but trust that you can work through this because I have. Now I have a twice a day journaling practice. That's just me. We're going to talk all about journaling today. So it's my intention for you to understand the various forms of journaling at NoBS, the value of adding journaling to uncover your thoughts and feelings, and ultimately use it to change your actions. You're going to have the opportunity to practice uncovering your think, feel, do cycles in your journaling and get coached on roadblocks to incorporating a journaling practice in your life. So, but before we get into journaling, I want to remind you, this is an interactive call. What does that mean? Well, first, I want to welcome newbies. We hope that you had a great first week. This call is probably the first time you're seeing your faces on screen. So I want to explain it specifically to you, but a reminder to all members. This is an interactive call. They're led by NoBS coaches and the community team, and they're always labeled on the training calendar as interactive, which means one thing, that you can be seen on camera. If you don't want to be seen, you can turn off your camera. And we have two more scheduled calls in March. And then we will be moving into the webinar style call in April for consistency. So to turn off your camera, you go to the lower left-hand corner of your screen and there is a button that says stop video. Why don't we all practice that for a minute? We can turn on or off our videos there. And then just a reminder, the webinar call, which we call a classroom style, is what you normally see with Corinne or a coach. And it's almost like they're teaching. They're the only one on camera. So today you can choose to be on camera or not. We love it when you are on camera, as long as you're dressed and not in the bathroom. We always have help on these calls. So today in the chat, we have the amazing Coach Judith with us. And she'll be moderating. She can help with any tech or questions you have. She's going to type in all caps so that you can see her. So make sure in your chat you have everyone selected. So you should be chatting to everyone. All right. So have you practiced with your camera on and off? You've checked your chat for everyone. Drop an emoji in the chat if you have gotten that all settled in. All right. I see a few going. Good job. I'm going to share my screen and we're going to talk about No BS resources just for a couple minutes and self-love and loving the process. All right. So glad everyone's here. All right. So you can see I'm on the No BS homepage here. And today we're talking about journaling. So where do you find out about journaling at No BS? So in the No BS weight loss course in module 2, that's where you learn about journaling. To find the journal pages that are No BS specific, right here you go to planner and my extras. Go down to the planner. I'll show you a couple ways to do this. And you can see right here, you can order a copy, print or view the No BS planner, and or take the planner course. I'm not sure if any of you knew there was a planner course, but that is amazing. When you click on print or view the No BS planner, you'll see the entire planner comes up. I'm just going to make it so you can see the whole thing. It is literally the entire planner. So I want you to stop at page 2 and realize right at the front of the planner, these are some great journal prompts, the new thoughts to think prompts. And there's a bunch of them here. I use these all the time. I use these when I am writing journaling. I use these throughout the day when I'm just practicing, can I just be a person who stops at enough right now? So these are incredible prompts. You can see this is the whole planner. There's your 60-day goals and your ideal day. Creating the ideal day. I'm going to stop at the 24-hour plan because I want you to see all the weeklies. I'm scrolling through the weeklies and we're going to stop at 24 hours. All right. So I want you to realize that on the 24-hour plan, when you're filling out this section here, this is journaling. These are writing your thoughts on paper right here. This process is journaling. It's not free journaling, but it is journaling. So if you are filling out the planner, you are journaling, right? So right away, you can call yourself a journaler if you fill out this page. Now, I'm going to get myself all the way to the bottom of, I'm going to scroll through because my little share box with my own picture and Coach Judith's picture is right on top of the little scroll bar, so I can't reach it. So normally, I wouldn't scroll my way through the plans, but that's what we're doing today. Because as Corinne would call it, we are pivoting like a MF. Okay, so after you go through all the 24-hour plans, you get to a section in the planner called Journal Prompts by Topic. Literally, the topics include food, weight, relationships, goal weight, overeating, drinking, managing your time, diet mentality, self-love. Right? These are all here. I'm going to scroll through so you could see them. You can notice like here's feeling overwhelmed, busting a weight loss plateau. Here's some questions for you. And then there are literally instructions. And then you go to the page you want, like food journal prompts. And here are 30 days of prompts, weight and body image journal prompts, 30 days, relationships, 30 days. Goal weight, 30 days. Overeating, 30 days. Drinking, if you want to work on alcohol intake, 30 days. Managing time, diet mentality, and self-love, right? And we're working on self-love, loving the process. And this call is about loving the process of journaling. So amazing, right? This is all in your planner. And as you can see, You can just print it out from here on your own. You do not have to buy our planner. I personally buy the planner. I love the spiral bound. I love it all together. I am not a binder girl, so that spiral bound works perfect for me. My accountability partner, Chrissy, she like has her own happy planner. She does her own pages. Like, it's all her way, right? Two totally different people doing it their way, but doing it, right? That's the key, doing it. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And I want to talk to you more about journaling in general. So what is journaling? Journaling is really just getting a thought out of your head onto paper. So a thought is just a sentence in your brain. Journaling is taking the sentences in your brain outside of your brain onto paper. It's literally just writing your thoughts on paper. I know. I know you think you know that, right? We hear it all the time as members that they don't want to write their thoughts down on paper for fear of what comes up. But I'm here to tell you now, here's the thing. It's already in your head. It already came up. It's not the writing it that makes it come up. It's already in your brain. So much like we write our plan and then put the food in our mouth, if the food is going in our mouth, it might as well be on paper, is the exact same process, but like in reverse. If you're having the thought, what's the harm in getting it on paper? Right? So I just want you to realize that your thoughts are already in there. Putting it on paper just gets it outside of your body, outside of your head, onto paper, lets you see it, move your thoughts around, right? And like figure out your thinking so then you could shift your thinking. So I want to ask you today to keep an open mind. Lots of our thoughts about journaling come from the past, using it as a way to vent or complain, or maybe just being somebody who never really enjoyed writing, being willing to create a new relationship with journaling and see it as a superpower for weight loss. And I want you to know, like, this is me. I hated it. To me, journaling was just an example of all my imperfections on paper. And I did not want to look at all my imperfections. Right? But now I realize, like, sometimes it is that. Sometimes it's my brilliance, right? Like, I have found a way to journal it all. So I want you to know you can practice being the scientist, thinking of journaling as a way to solve almost like a math problem or an equation. The equation of you. It's a tool you can use to figure out what thoughts are leading to your overeating habits and what situations feel shitty to you. And I want you to know that as the No BS coaches, we're all here to support you. So like, bring your journaling in to Ask Coaches on the website. It's normal to sometimes figure out that you're stuck when it comes to journaling or not always know an alternative thought. And we're totally there to support you. We're totally there. So let's talk about breaking out of perfectionism. I already told you my personal journey, but I just want you to notice like the hidden rules you have. Like I have to journal every day, or I have to fill out the entire page. Some people journal a couple sentences. Some never use the think, feel, do at the bottom of the page. Some people start with just once or twice a week, or use the questions in the 24-hour plan like I showed you as their example of journaling. It's all correct as long as you're trying. There's no wrong way to journal. It's all right. I remember one time Corinne said something like 2 minutes or two sentences. And so I started with that, right? I would set the timer for 2 minutes and whichever came first, two sentences or 2 minutes. And that was it. That was it. Just like when you're planning and you like plan your meals and you're like, okay, dinner is the one I'm going to work on stopping at enough. So then at lunch, you're not beating yourself up for not stopping at enough, right? Because you've committed to working on it at dinner. Well, when I committed to 2 minutes or two sentences, every time my brain was like, that's not enough, I just like had to change it up. It is. It is. So a lot of times when people feel that journaling doesn't work, they're putting what they're discovering into action. Don't leave the magic on the page by not like actually exploring. Like you want to be able to leave the magic on the page and then put it into action. So if you find a new thought, try it on by setting a reminder on your phone, like during the overeating window, for example. Like if you have a new thought that comes up on the page, you don't just close your book and walk away. You've got to create a plan for yourself. So set the boundary that you realize you need, or reread your old journals and write about the growth that you notice. The more you commit to using what you find on the page, the more progress you're going to see in your life. And remember, the goal isn't negative. The goal is to dump thoughts out of your brain and onto paper and learn what you think. So lots of times, what you might be thinking is positive. Right? You don't have to judge it. Our thinking isn't just negative or positive when we write things down. Notice when you're judging it and then just normalize the judging. That's okay. I just think this is bad, but it's not. These are just my thoughts, right? You see how I like normalized and then kind of neutralized, right? That's okay. I just think it's bad. But really, these are just my thoughts. And then, like, so you've noticed when you're judging, you've normalized and you've neutralized, and then you literally make your next best thought. Like, I'm journaling. I just journaled. Right? It doesn't have to be bad or good. I just journaled. So this is your opportunity right now. I'm going to give you 10 minutes to journal either about the process of journaling and what you think and feel about it, or any topic that's on your mind that might be helpful to work out on paper. I'm going to set a timer right now, and you've got 10 minutes. If you're just joining us right this minute, we are doing a 10-minute journal of your thoughts about journaling or anything that's in your mind that is important for you to focus on. There's just shy of 4 minutes left of your journaling. All right, we've got just a little less than 2 minutes, so you're going to want to start wrapping up your journaling. All right, there's just about 30 seconds left. For those of you that are wrapping up still, you've got 30 more seconds. For those of you that want to share, please share a takeaway. And we had a question in the chat about journal prompts by topic. Someone was asking about plateaus. So on at the back of the planner after the 24-hour prompts, and where there is a section that says journal prompts by topic. And it is on the last page of topics, and it's called Busting a Weight Loss Plateau. And I will even take one moment and share my screen so that you can even see it. Because why not? So you can see this is that journal prompts by topic. You know, here is the 24-hour assessment, the last one, journal prompts by topic. And you just go to the bottom, busting a weight loss plateau right here. So, all right. So let's see who has some great insight that popped up for them that they want to share. Jean said, I feel shame and embarrassment by thy thoughts and feelings that I never get it right if I think differently than others. Wow, that is insightful for you, Jean. So now you can decide, do I want to compare myself to others? Is that useful or helpful to me? Yeah. Oh, Julie said, being on this call with others who also struggle to put pen to paper, helps me feel more normal. So you have a thought that you like are what fitting in, Julie? That's amazing. So motivated. Good. All right. So now I want to do some sort of like, almost like a rapid fire coaching Q&A. These are the topics that we're going to talk about. If you're a person who identifies as hating journaling, not having enough time to journal, not understanding the value of journaling, how to find the facts in your story, or has questions about creating a think, feel, do cycle. So I want to be specific about those topics today. So this call just continues to be a deep dive about journaling. So go to the bottom of the page to the reactions and raise your hand if you want to work in that area. So if you're a journal hater, not having enough time to journal, not understanding the value of journaling in OBS, finding the facts in your story and creating a think, feel, do. And Kat, I am going to ask you to unmute. Perfect.
And hello.
Hi, Kat.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay, there you are. I'm like, all I can see is me and I don't want to see me. Okay. All right. So I came into the tribe a journaler. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was journaling a good solid year because of therapy. And then, you know, stuff started happening in journaling. Like I shared my journaling with a friend who happened to, who is now my ex. And just, she would use things against me. Okay, so fast forward to 2020. I basically stopped journaling the last part of 2019. In 2020, you know, I keep at it though. For 2 years, I keep at it.
Okay.
So as it stands, I will journal and I won't tell anybody. It's like it's a secret. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we're journaling. We're getting on. We have a couple of days under our belt. And then I'll mention it to somebody in one of my accountability groups or one of my accountability buddies. And I'm like, oh shit, what did I do? Like that seems to be the thought. And then the journaling stops. And it'll stop for a week or two, and then I have to like sneak it in again. I have to be like, and then I have that, then I think we're not telling anybody I'm journaling. Like we're not telling anybody. But it, that little cycle keeps happening. And I was on a journaling roll December, part of November, December, and into January.
So what are you making it mean when you tell somebody you're journaling, right? Because this is the issue. You want to share it, but you don't want to share it. So what is the connection between them and your journaling? What do you make it mean when you tell someone?
I don't know. That's like, I started to write about that today. And, you know, and I don't know, there's some, like, I call it a block. And does that help me? Not really.
No.
Maybe trying to figure out. Yeah. Maybe trying to figure out what that pitch is. So it's like, I've had my journal read in the past, by my roommate. And it's funny, my accountability buddy at the time, ended up being my roommate's girlfriend. Like I hooked them up, but they have read my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I thought I could, you know, trust them. Like, this is my apartment. You know, I left my journal on my desk, not like out in the open. It was like,
yeah.
So
you feel what about that? Like, you have a thought about them reading it. What is it?
Like, I am angry. I'm like, this is mine. Like, this is my stuff. And there's nothing really in there. Like, I was writing about my breakup. I was writing how I felt about that. It wasn't like I was writing about them. I don't know. But it's like, I think like in a way I'm afraid to write anything because someone's going to read it.
Yeah.
Because they've done it before. And so not just read it, but use that information against me.
But here's the thing, right? Like, you're writing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of focus on other people and your writing. Have you noticed?
No. So the focus is like this is on this thought. When I journal in my journal or in the back of my planner, I journal on me. I don't journal about that. Okay. I journal about the things that are happening in my life, like fostering dogs, my cats, you know, getting out, you know, it being spring so I can go hiking again, that kind of stuff. That's what I journal on.
Okay.
But right now I think I'm afraid to journal consistently and mention it to people. Like, it's not like I'm showing people my journal.
So, but there's mentioning it to them, and it's sort of like with restriction and dieting, we can choose food that we want to eat and not eat, and it doesn't have to be restriction. You can choose to not share your journaling practice with people, and it doesn't have to be a secret, right? Like right. At the same time, you can choose to not share because that's what's right for you. Right now, you're just like how we think about food and restriction. If we don't choose to eat a food, so many members immediately call that restriction. But really, they're making a choice to not eat it. In your case, the same thing goes with journaling, right? Like, you're choosing to journal for yourself. You're choosing to not tell people about it. And right now, you're calling that like a little secret. But you could just be like, I'm choosing. This is my private practice. It's really important to me. And they don't even need to know. Like, they're not even a factor.
Right. I could do that.
Right. It's sort of like when we call not choosing food a restriction, you're currently calling not telling people like a secret. It doesn't have to be. That's one way to look at it. But what else is possible? If it weren't a secret, are you prioritizing yourself? Are you prioritizing your privacy? Are you taking care of yourself? Like, there's so many possibilities if you weren't calling it a secret. So I want you to focus on that, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for raising your hand.
Thank you for coaching me.
Yeah. You take care. Good to see you.
All right. Good to see you too.
Bye now. All right. So Kay Levetro, I'm going to ask you to unmute. I'm going to spotlight you.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Okay. So I hate journaling. It ends up being like every time I try to add it to my list of to-dos, it's another thing that overwhelms me on my daily to-dos.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels like I'm adding another task to what's already been a crazy, crazy 3 years.
So you have a thought, I'm adding another task, and you hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how, like, if that weren't true, what could be?
Again?
Well, if it weren't just another task, like, what else is possible, right? This, sometimes we like get set on one thought and we forget that like the human brain has 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and they're not each unique, right? Sometimes they're about the same topic. So if that were just one thought you had about journaling and you weren't going to focus on that one, what else could be possible?
So try to think about all the positive things that would come out of it.
Yeah. Or even neutral, like, where do you journal and don't realize you do? And let me give you some examples. Like, do you make a grocery list? Do you do like a weekly meal plan? Or do you have a family and you calendar in things that your family's doing? Like, those are all forms of journaling.
Oh yeah. I am a list maker on my iPhone. And my entire calendar for work is constantly, I am a planner when it comes to everything else. So,
okay, so if those things, if those things go on paper or digitally planned, that's a form of journaling. So then you can then connect like, oh, over here, I don't hate it.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So you're connecting to like, here's all the ways I do it and don't hate it. So then what am I thinking about this way that's causing me to feel hate? So what are you thinking about it?
Just another, I am thinking it's a task and I need to get away from that because
this is not helpful.
So in the whole mindset behind journaling, does it take away all these, the overwhelm that I'm constantly feeling?
So that's a great question. Does it take it away? Not in a vacuum, but you doing the work on the thought and like sorting whatever thoughts come out on paper and then sorting them, going through the think, feel, do cycle. Yeah, in a way it does, right? Because now you've gotten to the root of why you're thinking what you're thinking and you realize it's totally within your power. And by doing the think, feel, do cycle at the bottom where you do the intentional side, you've now set up what you want to think. And then if you do the practicing of that new thinking, that's the key part, right? Not just shutting the book and walking away, but actually implementing your new thoughts to think. Yeah, it does affect your overwhelm, right? Because you've literally thought about stuff that causes you the feeling of overwhelm. And now you're choosing thoughts on purpose that don't cause overwhelm.
Okay.
So, but I want you to see that like this whole idea of it's just another task to do, that's really your thought that's hosing you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because literally, it's Corinne was just talking about this with exercise recently. Like, if you just get walking and then think about your issues with exercising, you can process your thoughts about it while you're walking. If you literally just wrote the two sentences, you could write two sentences about why you don't want to write two sentences, and you just wrote two sentences, and you've kind of like broken the habit.
Well, I'll start and stop too. That's the other thing. So like I did it today when we were sitting and my first thing was I hate journaling because it's another task to do on a daily basis. So.
Right. But even that, right? That's just not true. You don't have to do it every day. You get to choose.
I think I just don't get, and I've heard about friends that have done it for years. I don't think I get what it does for you, but apparently it works because everyone in this program is doing it. So
let's talk about it, right? So we have, there are circumstances in the world, the facts of our lives. We have tons of thoughts about them. And all of those thoughts individually cause feelings. And our feelings cause us to do things. And so if we are not identifying our thinking and feeling, then our doing is over there, almost like it's out of our control. So people overeat or people eat when they're not hungry, right? That's what No BS women are working on the most. But by getting your thoughts on paper and seeing how you think about something, identifying your feelings by calling it out and really identifying it, it makes it harder to just go straight to that do line and do the overeating, right? It's like you literally see your thinking. I'm thinking this. I feel like shit. This is what I do when I feel like shit. I don't want to do that. So you get to that intentional side of the think, feel, do cycle. Well, I don't want to do the overeating. So what do I got to feel to not overeat? What do I got to think to feel that? Right? It's like actually living with intention so that your life isn't just happening to you. And you're looking back at the end of your day thinking like, shoot, I overeat again. Well, if you're doing the overeating, right? We're just using overeating as an example. If you're doing the overeating, you're not managing your mind, right? You're not managing how you want to think and feel, and ultimately what you want to do. So getting it on paper, it's almost like having a puzzle and all the pieces in front of you. And you know how when you're doing a puzzle, you sort out the colors and you've got like all the edge pieces sorted and all the pink pieces sorted. It's doing that process, right? It's literally like sorting out your puzzle pieces of your mind, your thinking and your feelings, and noticing what you do. And you've got all that out on paper, and then deciding, like with a puzzle, like, oh, I like to start with all the edge pieces, right? It's showing up for yourself with intention. That's what it's really for. Does that make sense?
Totally. What finally clicked for you?
Realizing how much power there was in deciding on purpose how I wanted to think and feel. Sorry, it makes me really emotional. Because I just thought I thought these things were happening to me. I really didn't understand that, like, I got to decide. And I also didn't understand that if I wasn't super clear on my thinking and feeling, I could still choose, right? If I saw myself overeating, for example, keeping that example, I would literally ask myself backwards, like, well, what do I have to feel to not do that? And for me, the answer is almost always competent or capable. Okay. What do I have to think about myself? What do I have to think about myself to feel confident or capable? And for me, I have these power thoughts that are like, there is nothing in my life I haven't ultimately figured out. It might be my way. It might be some quirky way, but like, I figure my life out. And so I really settled in on like, this is a choice. If I don't choose, the lack of choosing is a choice. And that's really what made it click for me, is realizing like, whoa, if I don't choose right here on paper, I'm not choosing. Like, I've made this choice that like is not very empowering. And I was willing to just go for it. And I'm not kidding you. I wish I had like one of my old planners, like I'd rip out the pages and rewrite. And I finally just realized like, really? Is that really how you want to show up? Like, what it looks like is more important than how you're showing up for yourself. And I kind of was just willing to keep at it. And sometimes it is, even now, sometimes it is just two sentences. I do journal twice a day personally. I journal first thing in the morning, and then I have an alarm go off at 8 p.m. at night. And sometimes that's just literally two sentences. It's always, for me, it's always super colorful pens. I do it in handwriting. I just strike out when I misspell now. I started to look at this desire for perfectionism and just realize like there isn't any. Like I truly, my perfection is in my imperfection.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to stop being so in my line of work, which I love what I do. But I don't own my time. So I could wake up with a plan and how I'm going to run my day, and then I'll get three referrals and I totally lose control of my time because of these three people. I'm a loan officer. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm in this program, yes, to lose weight, but it's more after the past 3 years of us being in this crazy, crazy market. And like you, it's pretty much like being on call 7 days a week, because if somebody saw a house, we had to make sure we were available because 20 other people wanted that house. So trying to figure out how to.
But here's the thing, right? Like it's all about figuring out the best way to do something. So just like with weight loss, people who have a hard time getting in water drink 8 ounces when they first get up in the morning, and then like maybe 8 ounces right before bed with a pill or whatever they have to do. You could literally two sentences, first thing in the morning, two sentences, last thing at bedtime. Two sentences takes 20 seconds. We're not talking about a big time commitment here.
And it made you feel better. And it makes you at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, you asked me what I feel. Yes, it does. That's okay. Why I journal at 8 p.m. every night. It does. Uh-huh. I have an alarm that goes off that says, journal now. It, like, that's the words on the screen that it beeps me and it says journal now. And yeah, it really does. I like, sometimes it's just like, I had a day. It was fine. There's my two sentences. Right. Right?
Yes. Okay.
And then sometimes it's like, dude, big fight with the spouse. And I do a big brain dump. Sometimes it's like, wow, I really showed up for my clients today. I'm really proud of how I showed up. It totally varies.
And you wake up the next day in a better.
And it may not every minute be better, but it's definitely like it's out of my head. And it's just a practice of getting it out of your head and on paper. So I want you to try it. Find me on Facebook, tag me and Ask Coaches, and let me know. Like, right. Try 2 minutes or two sentences.
Well, I'm going to camp next week too. So,
okay. I'll see you there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And we've got River. I'm going to ask you to unmute. And hi, River.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How can I support you?
The think, feel, do. I think I'm pretty good at finding the facts. I love journaling, writing, all that. So that's not an issue.
Okay. So what is?
Well, just wanting coaching on the think, feel, do.
Okay, so, I couldn't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My part. I apologize. I'm
nervous, you said the think,
so I'm like.
No problem. Sorry. I thought you said the think, feel, do was no problem, but you're saying the think, feel, do is your problem.
I think so. That's what I was looking for.
Pardon me.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, okay. So what I want you to do then is just do some free journaling. Just get out whatever's in your head for a couple of minutes. And then to help you go back and see the facts of your story and then your thoughts and your feelings, what I want you to do is remember this: a fact is literally like irrefutable, a truth of the world. Like pretty much everyone in the world would agree with you. So for example, I'm in Pacific time, it's 8:51 a.m. If you write an exact time, that is morning here, right? But if I put it's very early morning, very early is my personal addition, right? Because mm-hmm. that might be very different for you, what very early in the morning is. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you identify your facts, you could underline them, for example. Then any other thing on the page that is not a fact is either a thought or a feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So you know what feelings are. They're one word and they're descriptions of sensations in your body. So mm-hmm. it could be sadness or happiness, and you want to circle those. And then everything else is your thoughts. And so now you just pick one. It doesn't matter which one. There's no thought that's more important than another. You just pick a thought. And you put that thought on the think, feel, do cycle. And when you think that thought, you ask yourself, you say those words, how does that thought make me feel? And when I feel that, what do I do?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot came up in that 10-minute journaling. I'm like, holy crap. And so, yeah, and I could pick out the facts from it. And then taking, when there was lots of different feelings and I see my different thoughts, and then picking one, I could just feel the anxiety and the nervousness and all that fear come up. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah. So then I just want you to breathe into that, right? Like all it is like, I'm not used to doing this and it's uncomfortable. Yeah. Right. But each thought has their own feeling and mm-hmm. then their own do. So really, you can't go wrong when you have a page of thoughts. You have three sentences of thoughts. You just pick one and you can go through the think, feel, do, and then go back and pick another one if you want. Pick another one tomorrow. You can work off the same journal entry for multiple days if you like, right? Just kind of getting to know, oh, when I think that, I feel this. Mm-hmm. So if that's a terrible feeling, well, what could I think instead? And that's that intentional side, right? It's kind of like intuitive, bringing it into back into your body. And I almost sometimes talk them through. It's like, oh, okay. Well, so you're thinking this, and that feels terrible. It feels like shit. And when you feel that terrible, what do? You sit on the couch and watch Gilmore Girls. I mean, that's what I do. And so literally, I'm like, okay, well, do I want to feel terrible and sit on the couch and watch Gilmore Girls? No, I do not. So what do I got to think to feel confident or capable or whatever the word is I want to feel? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad you raised your hand. Good to see you. All right. And if Angela, I have time for one last quick one with you. Hi.
Oh boy, quick, huh? Okay. Well, three things came up for me, Julie. One was the perfectionism. I don't like writing things down because then I feel like I'm committed to it. And if I cross it off, then it's like I screwed up. So that's the one thing. But okay. I think you helped me answer that already.
How? Tell me what your answer is.
Well, I think the thing is I just have to live with the idea that nothing in life is perfect and that I can cross. And why do I care? Who's reading this other than me? What, you know, why does it have to be perfect? It's just me.
Amen, sister.
Right?
Yes.
The two others that I think are a little bit more difficult, though, is when I was growing up, we were not allowed to show our feelings. You know, it was that whole thing of, if you cry, I'm going to give you something to cry about. So I've never kind of gotten past that.
Yeah.
And so, it's still very difficult.
So what you're showing is like, I'm noticing that I go back to my childhood when I wasn't allowed to feel my feelings. Okay. So that's noticing. Now you want to normalize it, right? Like, that's just how it was, but I'm not there now.
Yeah.
Right. You neutralize. I'm not there now. So you've noticed, you've normalized it. You've neutralized it. I'm not there now. Like, it's totally okay. That comes up because that's how my childhood was, but like, I'm not there now. And then you do your next best thought, which is, I don't have to respond like that little girl anymore.
Okay.
Right. And that process is very fast, right? Notice it. You already noticed it. Normalize it. Of course, Angela, of course you go back there. That was a lot of years of your life.
Right.
And then like, neutralize it. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not there now. That can come up and I don't have to respond to it.
I also like the thought that you gave in the beginning of this session where you talked and you said, if the thought's already there in your head, it's there. I mean, you're just really then putting it out on paper. Exactly. So that was very, very telling for me. It's there. It's in my head. So I just have to get it out.
Exactly. It's like, if it's in your brain, there is no more harm putting it on paper, right? It's right. Already in there.
Right. Exactly.
So now it's just like getting it out and processing it.
Right. And then the last thing I have, Julie, is, and this is kind of a big one. I'm commitment phobic. So like relationships, even like volunteering where I'm set into doing something like specific hours. What I wrote was, and it was like a wow, an aha, is I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah. So then your thing is wanting to want a journal. I mean, really, I know it's funny, but that's like your work, right? Like, right. I want a journal right now.
And how do I get there?
Practice.
Okay.
Patience, persistence, okay. A willingness to like have it open, like sitting on the bathroom sink with the pen. So when you wake up in the morning and you go pee, like most of us do, you grab it and go, I want to do this. I'm doing this first thing so I can say I did it today.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So I'm sorry we didn't quite have time for everybody. I really apologize. But I want to thank you all so much for being here. A couple of things for you. If you are a new member, you're moving on to module 3 and learning more about how to put together the think feel do cycle. And you'll get your next email checklist on Sunday, but feel free to keep going in no BS. Tomorrow's call is the weight loss call with Corinne at 1 p.m. Central. There's 1 week to camp. You can still register. And there was a replay, camp or DSB, which one's right for me? And I think we have one question. Is part of the process, Sophie's question, is part of the process to look at what we wrote in previous journal entries? My thought is that my journal entries sometimes yield insights that lead to proposed action, but I often forget to implement them. Then I hold myself back from going back and checking previous entries. This is a great question. It is all about how you are journaling, right? If you are creating a task for yourself, which we talked about earlier, right? If there's a task to be done, you want to immediately schedule a check-in about it. So just like I set my alarm clock for 8 p.m. every night to journal, you would want to set a reminder to go back and check it, go back and read it. And if it's something that's like longer term, like you want to see in a week how you did or in the end of the month how you did, then I would set that right now. Like actually, just a minute ago, my reminder for the Goal Getters Guide from the January course, Building the You of 2022, popped up that said, get ready to check back in with yourself in a week. Like it reminds me every week that I do this on a monthly basis, and I get this reminder. Make sure you've got all your data because it's goal getter check-in time, right? I have every reminder under the sun. So Sophie, yes, good question. You definitely want to schedule in going back and measuring your progress towards your own goal. Thank you so much, everyone. Good to see you. I'll see you soon. Bye now. Thanks, Coach Judith.